This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 4. How Mr. Rabbit Was Too Sharp for Mr. Fox. "Uncle Remus," said the little boy one evening, when he had found the old man with little or nothing to do, "did the fox kill and eat the rabbit when he caught him with the tar baby?" "No, honey, can't I tell you about that?" replied the old darky, chuckling slyly. "Ah, clear to gracious, I ought to told you that. But old man Nod was riding on my eyelids twill a little more than I disremembered my own name. And then on to that, here come your mammy hollering after you. Why, what'd I tell you when I first begun? I told you Brer Rabbit was a monster soon creature. Leastways, that's what I laid out for to tell you. Well then, honey, don't you go and make no other calculations, 'cause in dem days Brer Rabbit and his family was at the head of the gang when any racket was on hand. And there they stayed. 'Fore you begins for to wipe your eyes about Brer Rabbit, you wait and see whereabouts Brer Rabbit gwine to fetch up at. But that's neither here nor there. When Brer Fox find Brer Rabbit mixed up with the tar baby, he feel mighty good, and he roll on the ground and laugh. By and by, he up and say, says he, 'Well, I spec I got you this time, Brer Rabbit,' says he. 'Maybe I ain't, but I spec I is. You've been running round here sassing after me a mighty long time, but I spec you done come to the end of the row. You've been cutting up your capers and bouncing round in this neighborhood until you come to believe yourself the boss of the whole gang. And then you or I was somewheres where you ain't got no business,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Who axed you fur to come and strike up an acquaintance with dish yere tar baby? And who stuck you up there where you is? Nobody in the round world. You just tuck and jam yourself on that tar baby without waiting for any invite,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'And there you is, and there you going to stay till I fixes up a brush pile and fires her up. 'Cause I'm going to barbecue you this day, sure,' says Brer Fox, says he. Then Brer Rabbit talk mighty humble. 'I don't care what you do with me, Brer Fox,' says he, 'just so you don't fling me in that briar patch. Roast me, Brer Fox,' says he, 'but don't fling me in that briar patch,' says he. 'It's so much trouble for to kindle a fire,' says Brer Fox, says he, 'I expect I'll have to hang you,' says he. 'Hang me just as high as you please, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'But do for the Lord's sake, don't fling me in that briar patch,' says he. 'I ain't got no string,' said Brer Fox, says he. 'And I expect I'll have to drown you,' says he. 'Drown me just as deep as you please, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'But do, don't fling me in that briar patch,' says he. 'They ain't no water nigh,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Now I expect I'll have to skin you,' says he. 'Skin me, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'Snatch out my eyeballs, tear out my ears by the roots, and cut off my legs,' says he. 'But do, please, Brer Fox, don't fling me in that briar patch,' says he. Course, Brer Fox want to hurt Brer Rabbit bad as he can, so he caught him in by the hind legs and slung him right in the middle of the briar patch. There was a considerable flutter where Brer Rabbit struck the bushes, and Brer Fox sort of hang around for to see what was going to happen. By and by, he hears somebody call him. And way up the hill, he see Brer Rabbit sitting cross-legged on a chinkapin log, combing the pitch out of his hair with a chip. Then Br'er Fox knowed that he'd been swap off mighty bad. Br'er Rabbit was bleedsin' fur to fling back some of his sass, and he holler out, "Bred and born in a bright patch, Br'er Fox! Bred and born in a bright patch!" And with that, he skipped out just as lively as a cricket in the embers. End of chapter.